If you close your eyes, you can still imagine Lavelle Edwards standing on the sideline.
Lavelle Edwards strolling the Cougar sideline.
He's stoic with a bit of a frowny face. Most of the time, you'd never know if his team was winning or losing. And former Cougar linebacker Kyle Whittingham says that was one of his strengths.
He had such an even keel.
Even during rivalry week.
I can't remember as a player him ever making a big deal of it.
The current head coach of the Utes misses his old coach and mentor.
He was always there for me. You know, every time I needed it most, you know, when I was struggling the most, he would give me a phone call or send me a note to rejuvenate me.
Some of Edwards' best advice to Whittingham came in 2004 when he received a job offer to leave Utah to become BYU's head coach.
When it was decision time to, which job to accept, he had some great advice for me at that time.
BYU wins it for Lavelle Edwards.
It wasn't just about football with him. It was so much more, and that's what I love about him.
On the day Edwards died, current Cougar head coach Kalani Sitake said that he and Lavelle rarely spoke about the team or the game, even when Sitake sought out advice before last year's contest at Michigan State.
You know, he talked about my family. We talked about so many different things, and it was just, I don't know, I wanted him to spend more time with me talking about football because that could really help, especially in those moments.
Sitake also learned how to handle rivalry games from Lavelle.
It was never anything that was built on hatred and anything like any ill feelings.
He admits that working under Whittingham at Utah helps with the current rivalry, but he also watched as Edwards became close friends with former Utah head coach Ron McBride. And Whittingham grasped that working for a former foe doesn't always lead to teasing. He says Lavelle never needled him for taking a job on the Hill.
And that was something that I really appreciated because a lot of people did. And so with him, it was just always very supportive.
Now you can probably imagine Edwards smiling since two of his proteges have grasped his ideals.
And he gets the victorious ride.
Cleaner Wall, KSL News Radio.